I said it's great to be a Florida Gator. I said it's great to be. Man, you called this one. Way to go, buddy.
Oh, yes. Four more years.
Did Billy Napier just save his damn job or what?
Oh, my gosh. It's hard to argue, Mike. I mean, it's right now. I mean, because they didn't just barely win. I mean, they did try to give it away there at the end. But it was, I mean, at times, it was like, damn, this is the Florida Gators we signed up for. This is the pop we were expecting.
Yeah, you never believed in them till you did. And hell, you were right. And hell, I should have never believed in them till this week. You know what?
Oh, I tell you what, man. They look totally different. They look totally different. And kudos to the fans for showing up in that nasty-ass weather and just waiting the storm, man. They got a damn big victory here. This is the biggest win in Billy Napier's life right here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now, that's the good news, right?
Yes.
The bad news, did they want him to win this game? Or do we hold off on that till next week?
Do you think Sarkisian had a little money in this game is what you're saying?
Hey, how about this, though? Apologies, I don't have these updated because it just happened. But I was having this conversation with, I think Billy Lucci.
Yeah.
I said, if Texas loses this game, I think they're done. They'll have to win out to make the college football playoff, I really do think. And the rest of the schedule, Oklahoma, they'll whip Kentucky, should beat Mississippi State, although it is at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt at home, at Georgia, Arkansas at home, A&M at home. Are they this team we just saw that just lost to Florida, that really was down by two scores till Billy Napier's dumbass? I mean, are they going to run the table is the question. And if they don't, they're done for when it comes to playoff.
They may be done, Mike. They may be done because I think they've still got, at this moment, 2 to 3 more losses in them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think Georgia's on there. I think Vanderbilt, we're going to talk about them, I'm sure, at some point. Yeah. They're playing out of their damn mind. I mean, if it weren't for Bobby shooting himself in the foot, who knows what would happen. And then, oh, yeah, Oklahoma, John Mateer, Mississippi State, which we're going to see, Texas A&M. I have a feeling that this is a program that is about to implode a little bit and take a big step back. You know, we were so excited about Sarkisian and how many college football playoffs he's made here the last two seasons, but he's got an uphill battle now.
Yeah, he does, buddy. So what does this do for the Gators, Shane? Come on, 2-3, just like we all thought they would be, just maybe not quite how we thought it would get there. At A&M, we'll see about A&M. We're about to watch that game here in a minute, but Georgia looks beatable, just saying.
Yeah, well, you're not alone there, man. I mean, I oh God, Billy's about to do it, isn't he? He's about to do this thing. It was November, now it's they got a fancy saying for October down in Florida, like Cocktober in South Carolina. I don't care what you call it. If they catch fire right now, Mike, I mean,
we're going to have to call it Napier November.
Florida, okay, let's just say, and I'm not saying this happens, Mike, but can you pull that back up? Florida wins out. They're going to the playoffs, aren't they? 9-3 with this schedule, which we argue is the toughest schedule in the country. I'm talking multiple top 10 wins.
They'd be the hottest team in the country. You can't deny them. You know what?
Absolutely. I'm just saying it's still on the table.
Now, is that us overreacting? Texas may. Should they even be ranked? I mean, what have they done aside from preseason expectations to be ranked? Honestly.
Nothing. I mean, and if you're a Texas fan, you got to be honest with yourself. Nothing, Mike. You know,
they turn around and beat Oklahoma?
Right.
Then rank them.
Yes.
Why not let them earn it like everybody else?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think that's the biggest problem. The problem with voters is they didn't watch the games. You know, there's no way they're going to watch all these games. They're just going to say, hey, they're going to look at the scoreboard. They're going to say, oh, man, that was a close game. Texas is one play away from being right back in this thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they're going to do. But I feel like a true top 25 poll should be extremely fluid. That means it's so funny how teams can move up, but it's slow. It's itching up, you know, but falling down, we just don't do it. Penn State loses last week, and they're, what, seventh? And then they get their ass waxed by an 0-4 UCLA team. All 10 of the fans stormed the field. They got to pay a fine for that.
Well, I have a feeling they're not going to be ranked next week, Shane. Yeah. Shout out Liquid, our buddy Liquid. I can't even be happy about this win, Shane. Billy Napier gets a reprieve, and he tries to blow it at the end. Always has to win by one score when he does win. I mean, that's the sad reality right there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this game was at hand until it wasn't. And this is a questionable decision-making again.
Anybody that didn't see it, Florida had the ball.
Yeah.
Texas was out of timeouts, and Florida was trying to kill the clock. A player's helmet came off. And by rule, you have to take 10 seconds off the clock or call a timeout. And Napier called a timeout. Again, they're trying to kill clock. If they could just possess the football, they get a first down, the game's over. But yeah. Billy Napier's calling timeouts here and keeping time on the clock. He's going to have to explain that one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at least run the clock down to one and then call the timeout. I mean, it seems like there should have been a little better method here, but I don't know. They don't, big time Billy, you know, he almost blew this one. But big hey. I, oh, my gosh. What are you doing as a Texas fan, man? Are you just totally melting here? Or, I mean... Are you asking for Arch to get benched?
No, I think you're finally buying into SEC's elite, brother. Any team can beat any team, as evidenced by that. And we're going to run the table. Just won't happen again to us. I mean, I think that's kind of where your mindset's at. But, I mean.
Is Arch taking any of his linemen out for dinner this week?
I don't think so, man. Hey, I'll be honest. I thought Arch kind of came alive a little bit in this football game.
Yeah,
you know, he was making some big. This is the best I think I've seen Arch look.
Yeah, which,
that's not saying much, but this is the best I've seen him look. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. And honestly, there was mistakes when he did have opportunities. There was so many drops. That was the theme. And I know the weather was bad, but whatever. You got to help your boy out. And I just felt like again there was a little bit of lack of chemistry with that offense. It just seems like it's a one trick pony. You know, if Arch can't find his first two, he's running. I didn't see the development of this offense that I thought we would.
I probably shouldn't read that one, but can you read it, Shane?
Being a Texas fan must be like dating a supermodel. Sounds great, but when the times come, all in is laying out. Oh, Eric.
Hey, I didn't say it. He said it. Shane said it. So, buddy. So let's predict here. Not that we'll hold this. We'll hold it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Final Texas record. They're down to 3-2, seven more conference games all in a row. Ball, I mean, are we talking 8-4 here?
I told you, right, just quick knee-jerk reaction after this football game, I'm afraid they lose two more games.
Right, so that'd be 8-4. So that's kind of, and hell, it could be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
Vanderbilt could get them. A&M could get them. I mean, none of that would be stunning. So, I'm not sitting here saying it's doom and gloom, but some serious soul searching needs to be done. How about Florida? Let's jump on Florida. They're 2-3.
Uh-huh.
Almost the same record as Texas now.
I still feel like Florida's going to lose three more games.
Right. So about 6-6.
6-6.
You got to bring Billy back.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you?
6-6. That's a good record, man. For a fourth year coach. This conference is hard as hell, Shane.
Exactly. Why? We got to ask the question: why is 6-6 football teams not considered bowl or playoff eligible? That's the questions that need to be asked because the SEC is just so dominant. Parity in this league, Mike.
I don't know if I'd go that far. But
isn't it crazy James Franklin's going to get fired and he can't get a job at Vanderbilt?
Man, I can't believe it. What gave you the confidence that this was going to happen?
It just felt weird, right? And you know, and it felt like Napier was trying to tell you this team's about to pop. And you look at some of the games, if you like rewatch some of the games, you feel like there are moments in those games they should have had that they didn't. And I felt like the bye week hit at the right time for them Florida Gators. Being at home, man, the swamp came alive. Say what you want, man. That place was rocking. There was a lot of false start. Texas not used to that, man. They just, Arch Manning, not used to that, you know? So I felt like the fans were that 7-8 point swing, if you will.
Right. Hey, now, that being said, Shane, the professor called this one.
Yes.
I'm not asking you to give your prediction right now or anything, but would it surprise you if Texas beat Oklahoma? Or surprise, maybe that's the wrong word. Would it stun you? Even though they just lost, would it stun you, considering we don't know the status of John Mateer?
I'm really worried if John Mateer's not. And I'm not trying to knock the product we saw today, but it's a totally different animal. You know what I'm saying?
When John's out there. If you beat Oklahoma, I don't care who their quarterback is. If you beat undefeated Oklahoma and you can stick that in their face,
yeah,
you save the season, I think, if you're Texas.
Yeah.
You're still alive, you know?
Yeah.
You just do what Lane Whiffen did last year. Every week's the playoff for us. Now,
yeah.
Ole Miss didn't finish that deal, but that was the motto. Remember going into Georgia, and they whooped Georgia's ass, and then it was, hey, they're going to make it. Of course, they didn't. But that's how you save the season if you're Texas. They were just looking ahead to Red River. That's what I think it was.
Absolutely. I mean, play it. Play it right, you know? We had some injuries. They weren't injured. They were hurt, you know, and they probably should have benched, you know? So I feel like the excuses are going to come out on why they lost in the Swamp, just like Ole Miss last year, you know? It's just we're going to have that. But ultimately, it's like, what do you do with this? Are you using this as a launch pad, Florida Gators? I think you can. I think you can harness this. This is a team that got hot at the end of last year. It's a team that can get hot this year. And Texas, you know, what do you do? Your back's against the wall. People are judging you. I mean, the coach, Sark got questions all week about coaching. I mean, could you imagine getting asked questions about how he should be coaching? Arch Manning, should he be the guy? Is your quarterback, should he be benched? I mean, that you're going to get all of that. And, oh, by the way, you're going into your biggest game of the year at the Red River Shootout. So this is setting up to be a massive, massive football game for those Longhorns.
Yeah, so Texas gave up 6 sacks today, Shane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And next week they're playing a hell of a lot better defensive front.
It should have been more. I mean, if Arch wasn't so mobile, I mean, this could have been a 10-sack game, you know? It could have been another Auburn out there.
Yeah, shout-out Texas. Again, not only pass protection an issue, Shane. Texas, 26 rushes for 52 yards. You just can't win. Can't win like
it's
that,
can
you?
It's not good math. No. Yes.
Yeah, meanwhile, their incredible elite defense gave up 159 rushing yards to Florida, who couldn't run all year.
They gave them a shout out, you know. The guy, he's talking about the first half. I can't remember who's commentating this game, but he reminded us real quick. Well, it was Sam Houston, UTEP, San Jose. So maybe that's why they're leading the country.
Yeah, that's fair.
This is where the schedule bites you in the ass. Like, you love it. You love being recognized at 3-1. But sometimes if you're playing these cupcake teams, these stupid mistakes that you were able to get away with against those cupcake teams, you can't against SEC opponents.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Texas was ranked number one for running their mouths?
Oh, shit. Who's happier, Texas A&M fans or Oklahoma fans right now?
Oh, Oklahoma, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially having to deal with, I would only imagine, I haven't seen much of it, but I would imagine a lot of people, Texas, dancing on Oklahoma's grave
with
the quarterback out. You know what I mean? So now it's just... Now that this Red River's got so many questions going into it, will Mateer play? How will Texas respond? The season's on the line for Texas. Imagine, Shane, all offseason, we said, can Oklahoma get to this game and make it competitive?
Yes.
It's flipped on its head. Can Texas make us competitive? And imagine, good Lord, Shane, imagine Michael Hawkins starts and they still beat Texas. I mean, I don't even think that'd be a surprise at this point.
No. You talk about a total meltdown. They're upset now, right? But Sark's going to come out and tell you, hey, 10-2 gets you in. You know what I'm saying? 10-2, we're fine. But, yeah, you ran out of mulligans, my friend. There's no more losing. You got to win out, and I'm not confident they do that right now.
The narrative after that, Shane?
Yeah.
9-3 should get you in this conference.
Yeah,
you
know? Well, he did say that. He says, we're not there yet, but yeah.
All right, Shay, real quick, let's shout out. We got a bunch here. JR, the legend, he gifted Log. Steven Up, he gifted Tyler Fredrickson. Austin Wayne, he gifted, oh no, I messed it up. I think it was Tyler Fredrickson. Yeah. And then we had a couple more. We had David Nutting. He's an Oklahoma guy, I believe, so he's nutting tonight. Shout out all the cousins.
Welcome to the family.
And Royce, came in at the buzzer here, $20. Just got out of the engine room working to see these upsets. Man, what a crazy day of football.
Rolls Royce. It's funny. You wouldn't read the model thing, but you'll. Oh, shit. Rolls Royce coming through.
Oh, damn. 20 memberships. Man, he must be working hard in that damn engine room. Let me get to these real quick here, Shane.
Search engine room. How to fire Steve Sarkisian.
All right, here we go, Shane. You ready?
Yes.
Georgia Swag. Brandon Peachy Brown. Cool name. Brian Bangs. Oh, I can see what kind of cousins we got in here. Grifto Blogs. David Brown. Eric Inginger. Hope I said that right. It just moved on me. Slater. Tyler Talley. Sports Dad, the Chad is his name. Jason Merritt, OU Sully, No Chill Zotan, Curtis Bradich, Mason. I think I did Mason already, didn't I? Yeah, Mason I got. Sister Edward Wilson, Dylan Madden. Oh, they keep jumping on me. Cortez James, Woe Is Me, cool name. Scott Grable. You have all been gifted memberships. Welcome
to the family.
Courtesy of Rolls Royce Pierce.
Jeez, all them words.
Shout out Jamie Bangles, girl. Woo Pig didn't lose this week. Hogs up to their 5-game win streak versus Vols next Saturday. Bobby P's going to get them ready. Hashtag, right.
It feels like... It just feels like that this year. We're starting to get into SEC. We're not quite into separation in the SEC, but it feels like we got to stop calling. It's almost like you got to stop calling them upsets. Like it's just wins and losses at this point, you know?
Yeah, it's cliche, but any game on the road,
yeah,
is just a damn war. That's why. Yeah. If I'm in Tennessee, I'm not too worried about Arkansas. It's not in Fayetteville this year. It's in Neyland Stadium, but you never know. New coach, interim. Tennessee's defense, Shane, the longer we get into this season, I'm like, buddy, they may have a big problem on defense. So I think Arkansas is going to have some success on them. We'll have all week to talk about that. But, shout out. We also had another gifter here, Shane. Now, Eric Tubin became a member. Eric,
welcome to the family.
And then, man, they're coming in hot, Shane. Gamecock Vinny. I'm back since we're undefeated during our bye week. It's a good week to watch the chaos of the SEC unfold. Bait LSU Spurs up. And Gary, this is what I was looking for. Gary Harper. He gifted a membership to Shane. I'm trying to find it. Here we go. He gifted to Tyler Talley. Tyler, welcome
to the family.
All right, anything else, buddy? We're about to go live to do a watch party.
Yeah, just be sure to tune in here in a minute. We're going to jump on, watch him Aggies and Bulldogs go at it. Only game on, and got the oven warmed up for my frozen pizza. Got to get that party started. But, hey, man, this is what we signed up for. Texas, this is what you signed up for. You're in the SEC, baby. You're going to have upsets, and you can have bounce backs. So we're going to see how this plays out. But I tell you what, brother, their back's against the wall, ain't it?
You think they want to go back to the Big 12?
I'm just asking.
Oh, shit. No. They all right. They'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Hey, we'll be hopping on just a minute here. This is a little emergency podcast. We're going to do a watch party A&M Mississippi State. They got games about to kick off. So
yes.
Let me end this one here, and then we're going to restart another one. We'll see you here in just a little bit. We'll see how drunk we can get Cousin Shane.
Hell yeah.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.